Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Life on the eastern edge of the Great Basin was not easy. When the Mormons arrived in 1847, they adapted to its harsh environment by forming communities and relying on one another to survive. Mormon leaders asked their congregations to tithe or donate 10% of their income, property, and labor to the LDS Church every year. Church leaders gathered these resources in tithing houses, which were built in every settlement and used to manage and redistribute the accumulated surplus for the collective good. Tithing houses played a major role in the economic life of each community. Mormons relied on it to barter for the necessities they lacked. For example, if someone needed grain, they deposited a chicken, or if they needed eggs, they deposited some grain, or if they had neither chicken nor grain, they donated their own labor. Many new immigrants to Utah worked for the tithing house before finding more permanent jobs in their communities. Church leaders used the labor their congregations donated to the tithing house to bring about massive public works projects, such as constructing irrigation systems, grist mills, and other community buildings. The Salt Lake City Temple, for example, was built largely through labor coordinated through the tithing house. When Mormons clashed with Indians, tithe labor was used to fortify community defenses. People in need could even borrow from and become indebted to the tithing house. Communities took this debt so seriously that violence could break out if people tried to leave without paying it back. Mormons cultivated this communal work ethic to survive in the Great Basin and made it work through tithing houses. Part bank, part warehouse, and part employment exchange, it is hard to imagine how early Mormons would have survived, let alone thrived, without this small but effective institution. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank. Thank you.